Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Taking a look at some meetings coming up in our area. Tonight in Cornwall at 5 o'clock, the Right to Vote Series Part 6 being held at the Cornwall Library. The next Millerton Village Board monthly meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. In Sharon, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting set for tonight at 6:30. In Northeast New York, the Village Board meeting is set for tonight from 7 until 9 p.m. And in the town of Sheffield, the Select Board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. It is a virtual meeting. For all the instructions, go to the Sheffield website. Dover has their Planning Board regular meeting coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. The Salisbury Board of Education will have a special Zoom meeting coming up tomorrow at 5:30. For information on that, go to the Salisbury Board of Education website. The Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen in Falls Village have their rescheduled meeting coming up tomorrow night at 6:30. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. It is via Zoom. You can get more information at the Town of Kent website. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen, their meeting is set for 7:30 tomorrow. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro will continue his outreach about the pandemic in Dutchess County. That'll happen on Wednesday when he hosts the next virtual town hall forum, which will be broadcast live on the county's Facebook page. As with each of the county's executive 30-plus online forums since March, American Sign Language interpreters will translate the discussion as residents ask their questions virtually. County Executive Molinaro has hosted more than 30 such sessions, and an archive of those conversations can be viewed on the Dutchess County Governor's YouTube page. In Sharon, the Transfer Station Building Committee has a meeting coming up on Wednesday in Sharon. That is set for 5:30. The Region 1 Middle School Athletics and Activities Committee meeting is going to be held on Wednesday, a Zoom conference call at 6 o'clock. More information at the Region 1 website. Dutchess County BOCES is hosting three virtual town hall meetings for the BOCES community regarding reopening schools. The meetings are scheduled for 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 19th, and 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Thursday, August 20th. The meetings will cover identical topics but are offered at different times for the convenience of families. The links to the meetings will be available on their website, dcboces.org. Participants will be able to ask questions during the meeting. You can submit those questions in advance by emailing covidquestions@dcboces.org. Safeguard your cardiac health with cardiologist Dr. Daniel O'Day in a program Noble Horizons is presenting via Zoom on Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. He is a veteran cardiologist with the Heart Center, a division of Hudson Valley Cardiovascular Practice, PC, at the Sharon Hospital. He will discuss the importance of not delaying necessary or routine care during the COVID-19 pandemic, providing guidance on how to effectively monitor cardiac wellness from one's home and explain the steps necessary to safely self-monitor cardiac health. More information, noblehorizons.org. Registration and Zoom information is also available there. In Cornwall, coming up on Thursday, the Board of Finance has a meeting set for 7 p.m. The Ancrum Town Board meeting is on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pine Plains Town Board workshop meeting is canceled for the 17th, but it will be held on the YouTube page for the Town Board on the 20th, coming up at 7 p.m. Sheffield Historical Society presents an outdoor exhibit celebrating Mum Bet, the first slave to successfully sue for freedom, running from Friday the 21st through Sunday the 23rd from 11 to 4 on the Society grounds on 159 Main Street next to the Town Hall parking lot. The exhibit is free and open to the public following strict social distancing and mask guidelines. More information, sheffieldhistory.org. And the 11th annual Mum Bet Walk to Freedom will be held on Sunday the 23rd. You'll meet at the Ashley House on Cooper Hill Road at 9 a.m. Bring your mask and water bottle. The walk follows a four-mile path through the Sheffield Town Green that Elizabeth Freeman took to file her suit for freedom from slavery. A story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American this Sunday. Strict rules are being enforced to private schools for the fall. International and local students arriving to area boarding schools for the fall semester will be subjected to quarantines before and after arriving, as well as COVID-19 testing before entering a hybrid, offering virtual and classroom experiences to assure minimal risk. Off-campus travel and athletic programs have been canceled. Visitors are either regulated or will not be allowed, and mass and social distancing policies are the law. At Berkshire School in Sheffield, Carol Vispenu described dynamic planning for the reopening and uncertainty and the inevitable changes in state protocols and the pandemic. The all-boys Salisbury School, a four-phased opening from red to orange to yellow to green, will be implemented in response to recommendations from the state. And the first 2 weeks, at least, will be spent for dormitories at Hotchkiss, where the annual tuition is about $63,000. Day students will be linked from their homes. Students arriving at boarding schools are being told to quarantine for 2 weeks before arriving, and most must present a negative COVID-19 test. The D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village has received grants totaling $5,000 to enhance social distancing in the library by expanding computer and internet accessibility in the library's second floor. A new router, 10 electrical outlets, and new book carts on the second floor will allow patrons more socially distanced research workspaces throughout the library. Prior to the upgrade, internet accessibility was limited to the first floor. $1,750 was provided by the Northwest Community Foundation, $1,750 from the COVID-19 Response Fund and the Northwest Corner Fund for the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. $1,500 was provided by the Foundation for Community Health. The Northwest Connecticut Arts Council raised over $6,000 for the Northwest Connecticut Artists Relief Fund to go directly to artists in financial need over the course of the past 5 months. The funds were divided into 27 micro-grants total and distributed to artists and art professionals within the region of Northwest Connecticut. The full report can be found at artsnwct.org/advocacy. Anybody in Connecticut declining to wear a mask or face covering in public for health reasons must now have documentation of their medical condition. At the request of Governor Ned Lamont, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz issued an updated executive order Friday evening that imposed the new requirement. Lamont is out of state vacationing in Maine. The governor has signaled that he was contemplating taking this step because of concerns that some people were getting lax about wearing masks and face covering. Columbia County Sheriff David Partlett has faced criticism for a comment he made on a Facebook post of a black man urinating on the side of Route 23A in Palinville, a hamlet of Catskill. Quote, "Same over here, brother. They do what they want, where they want. Time to go back to where they came from," end quote, Bartlett wrote in his comment. He said he was referring to park visitors who have been drawing complaints from locals in the area. Bartlett's comment was made regarding a video posted by Ken Ellsworth of Palinville, a retired Hunter police officer. The COVID-19 pandemic is forcing the Woodstock Film Festival to pivot with new offerings for 2020, movies presented at the drive-in theaters and online, and a first-time presence in Poughkeepsie. The Woodstock Film Festival is typically held each fall with screenings, panel discussions, and a range of events at venues in Woodstock, Rhinebeck, Rosendale, Saugerties, and in Kingston. Bowling alleys, gyms, museums, and other low-risk indoor cultural venues will soon be allowed to open in New York with strict COVID-19 rules, according to Governor Cuomo. On Friday, he said bowling alleys will be allowed to open Monday, being limited to 50% of occupancy capacity and forced to follow other rules such as bowlers must have face coverings and every other lane will remain closed. Food and alcohol service will also be limited to wait service. The opening date for rules for gyms will be revealed on Monday, according to Cuomo. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up the week at 27,931.02, the NASDAQ at 11,019.30, and the S&P 500 at 3372.85. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.